Welcome back. My name is Allie and I live in a van. Every week I bring you new stories, adventures, and tips. From the places I go to the challenges I face, we'll dive into the magic of van life together with some special guests I've met along the way. Whether you're into the outdoors and hiking for miles, or you're looking for cheap travel ideas, you'll hear genuine accounts from real-life people sharing their voices. Tune in and travel with me and escape your day-to-day life just for a little while every week on Along the Path podcast. You have to remind me, though, like how you ended up in Nashville and where you grew up.
I grew up in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
And I moved to Oakland, California kind of as soon as I could because Chicago was freezing and there was like tons of cool bands and stuff that were coming out of the Bay Area, California.
So it was for music?
Yeah, pretty much. And just life. And like I hated cold weather. Like I just grew up in Chicago freezing, so.
So are you in Nashville or have you stayed in Nashville kind of because of music or does that have any relation to each other?
I kind of moved here because I was living in LA at the time and I just kind of felt like I needed something new. And I met this girl and she was moving to Nashville. So I kind of moved here to kind of be with her. So it's kind of like for a relationship. I do work in music. So it's like a great music town to be in. And it's like half the price of LA.
That's true.
My job before the pandemic was I was a tour manager and sometimes a front of house engineer for bands and artists and musicians.
Oh, that's really cool. Front of house engineer. Well, what is that exactly?
That's twiddling the knobs of the soundboard and making it sound amazing every night.
Yeah. I consider that an art.
That is an art. I guess there's some people that you meet that don't really treat it like an art and just like a nasty job. So yeah, that is an art.
No way that's a nasty job. That sounds really fun, actually.
There is an art to it. And that's the part I did enjoy was like, especially because I always got kind of stuck doing both, like both tour manager, where it's like you're taking care of all the books and stuff. And like whatever, all the hotels and just making sure everything runs. And then when I got to mix sound, I got to just run out and kind of like be free for a little bit from dealing with the artist and all that stuff and just mix it and make it sound as good as I could.
Yeah. So to me, that sounds really cool and sounds fun.
Yeah.
So what do you like about Nashville or what's kept you there?
Oh my God. I was going to say I would move if I had a gig. No. Well, see, that's another thing. Nashville's kind of weird to me right now. And I think especially after the tornado that we had, it seems like really kind of like divided and segregated, which seems weird to me, like kind of like blacks in one place and whites in the other place. I think that has to do with a lot of like the Trump era of the presidency and stuff and trickle down from that. But it just doesn't seem like the best place to be. And I saw this.
Really interesting.
I saw this documentary that I think a friend had posted and it was about North Nashville. And I guess back in the day, like there was like this street there that was like this booming street where like it was like total like neighborhood vibe. And I guess Jimi Hendrix played down there back in the day. And I guess in the 60s, I guess they did this in a lot of the major cities is they just built these highways through these neighborhoods and just like divided these neighborhoods and just kind of like left them for broke. So it's like I saw that this special about how like bad North Nashville was. And now it's being totally gentrified. Like all these people that have lived there forever are kind of getting kicked out and stuff. And that just seems like it's an awful time. And I started like tearing up. I was crying watching this video on North Nashville. So it's like, it just kind of seems like it's, and maybe it's the whole South. And I didn't grow up in the South, but it just seems like it's really kind of like racially divided here. And I don't like that vibe at all.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I don't like just walking down the street and feeling like a black person is scared of me or I'm scared of them. It's not a good feeling. It's not how we did it in Chicago. I lived in Oakland, California for a long time. It's not how we did it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Part of me really does wonder if it's just more of a South thing.
I think it is.
Yeah. Cause I know like as it's almost like a huge environment switch. If you're just driving even from like Illinois, South.
Yeah.
You can see like the change.
Yeah, once you hit Kentucky, it's like the total change, isn't it? I was born in Kentucky, so no disrespect. I don't want to disrespect anyone wherever anyone comes from or anything. And it's sad to me. And it's like it's nothing has ever changed down here since the Civil War, or at least what we were taught about in schools. And it just seems sad. And it's like I can't see it getting any better. And East Nashville, which I love. There's a lot of damage from, we had a tornado earlier, like 2019.
Yeah, I think
it was. Or 2020, that was last year.
It was pretty recent, yeah.
So and And that's just kind of left for like a lot of rebuilding and stuff. And they're just building these new kind of, they're called tall and skinny houses. So
I've seen those.
So they'll tear down like an old house on like a decent piece of property. And sometimes they'll put up these tall and skinny houses, which are just like condos. You have like a shared wall with someone, but people pay like the same price they would for like moving into a regular house. And sometimes they'll stack like four of those on a lot that was just like one house before.
Yeah, it's crazy how close everybody is together.
They're like these super cheaply built like structures. Look like they're going to fall around, like just kind of blow away in the wind almost.
Yeah, that's pretty roughsies. So where would you want to move to?
That's the thing. I can't really think of anything because I'd be like, oh, Austin or something or nothing like that. But I'm thinking maybe Costa Rica.
That's awesome. That would be super cool. Have you been there?
Yeah, I spent a month in Nosara, Costa Rica a couple of years ago, and I just kind of like found my soul there. It's just an amazing place, and it's like this really nice kind of yoga community. It's like a surf community. I'm not a big surfer or anything. I actually even try it. So I did a lot of yoga, and just it's so chill there, and everyone's so nice, and the vibe.
Imagine the food is probably pretty good too.
The food. Oh my god, from like the mangoes and the papayas, and like I just think of like these amazing breakfast kind of bowl things that I would get. And they're just like so good. All fresh fruit. And the avocados are amazing. Another thing, I'm not trying to harp on Nashville. I think everyone should come here and visit and have a great time. But the produce isn't that good here.
I guess maybe I don't pay super close attention to that, but I'm from Iowa and okay. The produce definitely isn't fantastic here either, in my opinion.
Okay, maybe that's something because I've just been eating organic food and trying to eat healthy for a while. You just notice things here. It's like this food isn't like right. It doesn't taste good. It's like rotten.
Mm. Yeah, well, especially if you're comparing it to somewhere like super fresh, that would be.
Yeah,
it's wildly different.
I think Nosara, Costa Rica is in. Have you heard of the Blue Zones?
No, remind me what that is.
They're like these magical kind of healing places where like it's super pure parts of the earth, basically. And I have to look up the exact meaning of what it is. There's a couple in California. I actually forget where the other. There's one in Sardinia, Italy. There's one, I think, in somewhere in Japan. But they're like these super pure places. And Nosara, Costa Rica is one of them. So if you ever have a chance, look up Blue Zones. I'm doing a horrible job of describing them, but they're like super.
Is it like an environmental thing?
Yeah, it's an environmental thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think there's one in Peru, too, by the pyramids. I could be wrong.
Oh. No, that would be really cool. Do places, like, communities typically pop up in those? Or retreats?
I don't know. That's a good thing to look into.
Have you done a lot of traveling down that way? Or where have
you
been?
Yeah, I actually did this weird count where I saw someone post like how many countries they'd visited. And I did mine. It was like a Facebook thing. And I'm at 104 countries so far.
That's insane. That's so impressive.
And if you asked me to like list those right now, I couldn't do it. But yeah, it's so many countries.
What parts of the world, though?
I've been everywhere.
Been everywhere. Okay.
Yeah, like Australia a bunch, like Asia, all over Asia, Europe. I lived in London for 4 years. That was a fun time of my life.
Everywhere.
South Central America. I like Tulum, Mexico. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, but I should have by now. It's one of those places where I don't know why I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I had such a good time. I went down there in 2016, and I went with some friends that I met at a festival, and like they were like really into like raving on the beach and stuff like that, which I'm not really that into, but I kind of got into it a little bit there. But we just had such a good time, and there's all these amazing ruins and pyramids there. And there's these things called cenotes, which are like I guess there's not too many of these places in the world, but there's like these giant underground caves.
Mm.
Like I guess they used to sacrifice Aztec children in them. So it's like you're kind of swimming in these things. You just kind of feel like you kind of get this like cool, eerie feeling. They're really cool though.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's one of the things I've been really excited to go south for. I've been becoming a lot more excited about taking my van and going south through Mexico and Central America and stuff.
Yeah, the USA is kind of boring, I think. It's all just like a Walmart or a McDonald's. Or like, I mean, unless it's a really cool like historic site, there's not that much. You know what I mean?
At least there's still a lot of land and like national forests and parks and stuff to go explore, though. Because yeah. There really is a lot of different differences in geography here.
I just find other cultures way more interesting.
that's something I'm really excited for, and I have like zero experience with because I've really never left the U.S.
You got to get yourself a passport, girl.
Well, I have one. I went down to Cozumel, Mexico once, but it was on a resort, so it doesn't really count.
It all counts. It all counts.
Yeah, well, I went for diving. I mean, yeah, but as far as like the traveling that I want to do, like I consider that a vacation.
Yeah.
Versus.
What did you do when you went there?
Mostly just dived. I went for scuba diving.
Okay. But you, like, you just didn't.
So it was fantastic.
Because a lot of people will go on vacation, I've noticed. They'll just like sit in their resorts and not even leave there, which seems pretty strange to me. But
yeah, we really didn't leave the resort too much. But
so you got to get off the resort.
I was there for scuba. I would go back just for scuba, absolutely. Because I fell in love with diving. And there's a lot to explore underwater.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a waste of time. It just wasn't like a cultural experience or anything like that.
And Tulum was really cool because it was like almost untouched by like the big kind of corporate chain places too. It kind of had like a old timey feel like that.
That's interesting. So how much of Mexico have you gotten to travel?
A lot. I've been to a bunch of places, all different times. I'm 41. I've kind of been just this, I always call it running away from home my whole life, just going to different places and seeing different things. And I work in music. I'm a tour manager, like I said. So it's like a lot of the artists I work with will go do a show in Mexico or Guadalajara and Mexico City. I usually go in the off months, like January and February is like, it's usually not busy for kind of touring just because it's cold and no one's really touring. And so I just kind of, that would be like my, I go escape for a month or two and just go to a couple different spots in Mexico. Mostly just like stay in the same place for like this, like the whole time, like not travel around. People are always like, oh, we took a bus here and then we took a bus here and we took a bus here. It's like, I just kind of stayed in that little zone. You know what I mean?
Did you kind of stay in one place in order to get to know people, or did it just kind of like end up happening that way?
Just to get the vibe, get to know people.
Yeah.
And I always make friends. Like, it's so cool. Like, I've got so many lifelong friends just from traveling out of the country mostly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really relate to that because whenever I go somewhere, I like to stay, like specifically if I'm going to a new city, I don't like to leave that city for at least like a month to 3 months because I feel like I can't understand it right away.
Yeah, you got to get the vibe, kind of figure out where the good cafes are at, that kind of thing, see where the good music is.
Mm-hmm.
You're making me miss traveling so much. I haven't gone anywhere in so long.
Well, hopefully that can change soon, right?
Exactly. There is hope.
Do you know where you want to go?
Like, what's the first place I go to? I'm thinking Sedona, Arizona. Have you ever been?
Oh, my gosh. I have been hearing about Sedona, Arizona in the last, like, 3 months from so many people.
I know. Maybe that's a bad sign because maybe it'll be a little crowded. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
But, yeah, everyone's been talking about it. And it's, like, truly a magical place. Like, there's all these like super powerful crystals, like just in the earth there. Like there's crystals crystals everywhere.
I was being told about that too recently. And I wonder, it's just so weird. I'll start hearing about locations all at once. Like people will tell me about somewhere and then a completely unrelated person will also tell me about that place. And it always happens together. And it's so wild to me. I don't know why that is.
And that's how it happened to me too. It's like, oh, Sedona. Yeah. And there's this really cool healer from there who plays like this didgeridoo and does like this kind of sound healing thing. I really want to experience that sound healing. It looks like it's like this super soul cleansing thing.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to be respectful of what you consider yourself. Do you consider yourself spiritual or?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Good way to put it. And did that kind of come out like through traveling by any chance, like, or anything, or how?
So I guess I spiritual, and I found it kind of through yoga. I was introduced to yoga after I kind of went through a bad breakup. I was like, what do I do next? You know, I was kind of at a low point, and my mom took me to a yoga class, so I kind of credit her for everything. Yeah, I think through yoga. But then it's like, if you've traveled these places, there's other people kind of doing that same kind of thing, and it's kind of just a vibe. So it's really cool, actually.
Yeah, no, that's kind of why I asked. It was a weird question, but I've definitely like seen that really strongly from certain places. And I asked because I've seen it from Costa Rica is one of those places.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if there was any relation.
Tulum's one of those spots. Tulum's kind of like a high vibe spot. I guess it all ties in.
Yeah, that's really cool though.
Yeah. But if you ever have a chance to go to Costa Rica and experience it.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to go to Costa Rica. That's one of the higher places on my list that I want to get to, actually. And I've started hearing more about Costa Rica recently, too, actually.
Really?
Kind of weird. Mm-hmm. As I talk to people who travel more, certain places are just well-remembered by people when they go there. And I think Costa Rica is probably one of them.
Definitely. There's a saying there, like, once you swim in the river, like, you'll never leave. I didn't swim in the river when I was there.
You didn't swim in the river.
Yes. I think there were snakes in there.
Snakes freak me out a little bit. I love snakes, actually. I dislike it when people are very anti-snake for no reason.
Yeah.
But I just like my distance with snakes. Part of it is like not knowing enough about snakes. Like I'm not able to recognize which ones are dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And not knowing those things like makes me scared of all of them.
Definitely.
Which is probably something I need to work on, especially if I'm doing outdoorsy stuff a lot. I'm more scared of gators than snakes, though, so.
Gators are pretty mellow, I think. I don't think they even mess with you.
No, they typically don't. It's an irrational fear.
Yeah.
But ever since I was little, I've been terrified of gators because I think, I don't know, I was really small. I was a really small person. And I saw a video of a gator with, like, a black lab in its mouth just swimming down, like, a river. And I was such a small person, like, it like hit me so hard that I've always hated them ever since.
I'm traumatized just from hearing about that. That's so terrible.
It was horrible. And that happens all the time. Like down in Florida and where there's gators, yeah. And everything, like they'll get people's pets all the time.
Yeah, they're no joke.
The other thing is just like the way they consume their prey is horrific. So
one big bite.
One big bite, but they don't really care if it's dead. They just start to digest. Genuinely, I couldn't handle that kind of stuff growing up. I was a massive wimp I've always been like a really empathetic person.
Sames.
So yeah, it's hard to watch.
I'm the sames.
That's why I went plant-based. That's for
Are
sure.
you plant-based?
Yeah.
I thought when we had first started talking, you were eating meat.
Well, I considered myself vegan.
Oh, okay.
For a long time. I've been kind of switching over to calling myself plant-based because I will eat honey. And I'm not perfect as far as stuff that I buy and use like cosmetically and everything. I usually try to be good about it, but
yeah,
I'm definitely not perfect. So I consider myself plant-based. But I've been eating that way for like almost 4.5 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You're plant-based, right?
Yes, I am. Since 2014.
Nice. Significant amount of time.
I know, it's a chunk. And then I was vegetarian when I was in my early 20s, a while ago.
What made you decide to go vegetarian and then plant-based?
It just seems like the right thing to do. And I think my body feels better when I eat this way.
Yeah.
I just kind of got sick of the fogginess.
Yeah, no, for sure. You feel a lot lighter and a lot more free. I connect a good diet with freedom a lot in my life, because if I eat like a really heavy meal or a really bad for me meal, I'm not able to do a lot of the stuff that I like to be able to do.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. And I think people, like, I guess, especially in America, people just eat a lot of food.
Weather related too for me.
Oh, definitely.
Everything is weather related for me though. If I can't be outside doing stuff that I like, it's just not great.
Yeah. I think you did pretty good for traveling throughout the whole pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
How many states?
Ooh. Let's see. Since last year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fantastic question. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to look at a map. All right. I'm going to include California, even though I left California when the pandemic started. California, Tennessee, Iowa, and Nebraska. I don't know if they'll really count. Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah. I think we're at like 10.
Yeah.
And then Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia and Florida. So like 15 states, give or take.
It's really good.
I think that would be all of them.
And were you doing the podcast the whole time?
Nope, I just started the podcast.
Okay.
I've been planning it for a long time, so a lot of people have heard about it because I've wanted to do it. But this will be, I think I'm around episode 4 or 5.
Where are you planning to travel next?
Probably going to spend summer mostly in Colorado, but hopefully I can visit a couple people and like do a couple smaller trips while I'm there too as well. Possibly back to California for a little while, potentially Oregon. I really want to go to Oregon.
Oregon's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite state?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, do tell, because I've got a lot that I still need to go see.
I'm going to have to say California.
Really?
Yeah.
For what reasons?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Because I like California for this, like the nature.
Being home or being living in Tennessee, you really kind of appreciate the seasons too. So maybe I'm going to go with California.
That's fair enough.
What would you say?
I really liked it when I was there. Ooh, it's between...
There's so many places.
I know. I think from my experience, I'd have to say it's between California and Colorado.
Okay.
I really like Colorado because I really like mountains, but I also really love the ocean. See?
That's one thing. I miss the ocean. I think the ocean breeze does the body good.
The ocean, yeah. Just being on the beach and like barefoot on the beach and then diving is like my favorite thing in the world, so... I need the ocean in my life, but I really do love the state of Colorado. I've spent a decent amount of time there, and I feel really at home in that state, and I love the mountains and just being out there.
It's definitely a vibe. I love Colorado, too. I love Telluride. I don't know if you've ever been to Telluride.
I have not yet.
It's such a cool little town.
I mean, I've heard of it. I just don't think I've really spent time there. But California, though, it's so much more diverse as far as like nature goes and what you can do. Yeah. So that's a difficult choice to make. Like I want to be there and I love it for the nature. And I really did like Sacramento as a city, but I don't really know if I would want to live there for an extended amount of time.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Muir Woods?
No.
It's by Sacramento. It's not that far. It's closer to San Francisco, but there's some amazing redwood trees there. If you're heading back out that way, just put it on your radar. Muir Woods.
I will. Muir Woods. I'll go.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. I'm going to try to get there in May, but we'll see.
But they have all these ancient redwood trees, and it's just amazing.
Yeah. The redwoods are something I really, really need to see sooner rather than later. I was there for a month and a half, and I never saw redwoods, and it was a huge mistake. Yeah, and I've never been to, like, Southern California either.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of exploring to do. Have you been to Yosemite?
I don't think I have. I think I've driven through it. I don't think I've ever, like, had... I think I was probably traveling with a band, and we didn't have time to stop or something. Have you?
That is, like... No, but it's, like...
Where is that one?
Very high on my list.
Again, I'm confused.
It's kind of... like central eastern California, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think I've spent time there. I mean, I have to. There's just so many places in California.
Oh, I know. Like, I could spend years in California.
Like, you need to try Joshua Tree National Park. That's one of my favorite places. That's a magical
place.
I've
been wanting to go there for a long time, too.
Check out a little spot called Pappy and Harriet's. It's so good.
Pappy and Harriet. Cool. I'll write that down too. Yeah, Yosemite is like straight east from San Francisco. I just looked it up.
I was driving to Vegas with a friend one time from Oakland when I lived there. And I think we may have tried to go that route. It was like the worst route ever. And it was snowed and we had to like turn around and go back. So I think I have been through Yosemite, but that was the reason. Cause it's in a weird spot kind of.
Yeah, no, it kind of is. I feel like if you're gonna really see Yosemite, you have to like specifically make a trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you been to Death Valley?
Arizona? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's another place I really need to go.
I love all the desert vibes.
Oh, I love the desert. I spent some time in Utah and fell in love with Utah in December.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more I want to do there
for sure. Moab, super cool little place right
Moab,
next to Arches.
So cool. That's what I was thinking of. We were talking about national parks earlier, and that's what I was thinking of. I couldn't remember it. Arches.
Yeah, because it's right
Park.
Next to Arches, and it's right next to Canyonlands.
There's a lot of good stuff around there.
I know. And then I also want to get to, I think it's Bryce Canyon.
Bryce Canyon. That's a good one.
Yeah, I really need to go there. And then I also want to go see like the Salt Lakes and everything.
Those are cool.
Yeah, there's so much to do in Utah. I'm so excited.
There's so much to do everywhere, really. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, my God. I know, and I never even made it over to, like, the Smokies in Tennessee.
You'd be lucky you could do all this stuff in a lifetime, don't you think?
Oh, I thought that for a long time, especially if you start... Because you could spend your whole life seeing places in the States, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the rest of the world, too. It's nuts. Because I never even got over to see the Smokies. I was planning on it, and then I ended
They're
up...
They're pretty, pretty magical.
Yeah. I know I told you that I wanted to go over there like 5 separate times and then I never made it happen.
Yeah. I think I was ready to go with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smokies are amazing. Any mountains are amazing. Like, isn't there that whole Appalachian Trail too that goes all the way up? Mm-hmm. What's that?
Yeah. Well, when I was going to do backpacking, I didn't know if I wanted to do the AT, the Appalachian, or the
How
island.
Long is that? I mean, it starts like in New York, right? And then comes all the way down.
Yeah, I think it's all the way to up through Maine even.
Wow. I wonder how long it takes to hike that.
It takes
a lifetime.
A good couple months. It's one of the 3 major through hikes in the States that I would be very interested in doing sometime.
Yeah.
It takes 5 to 7 months and it's 2,190 miles.
I don't know if I could do it.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm going to start with a much shorter through hike.
Like I get the passion for it and the drive, but yeah, let's just do a little bit of that. Is there like a decent trail? Is there like places to stay? You have to bring a tent.
Yeah, it would be backpacking.
Okay.
So you do have all your stuff with you. And like through hiking is something I want to get into and talk about a lot in the future on this podcast because I want to start doing it.
That sounds so
but
fun, doesn't
intense.
It?
Intense. Yeah. Well, especially because one of my favorite things about being out in nature is like not having signal and having a excuse to not be talking to a single person.
Yeah. It's so free.
So that
isn't
long
it?
Of that.
It's so, you just feel so free and you can let everything go.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of that right now gave me anxiety. Maybe that's a sign that I need to try to disconnect like that. You know what I mean? Don't disconnect me from the matrix. You know, that vibe.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you stop doing it and you get comfortable. And so then it's like breaking out of your comfort zone all over again.
Yeah.
That's what I was terrified of happening due to COVID. That I would get like so, like just not doing anything, not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And then it would become like a fear again. Because right before COVID is when I was traveling and
like
I was doing some solo traveling. I've had a little bit of a struggle to get myself to do things every now and then. Like it's definitely traveling is something like that pushes me. But I can also become somebody who has zero problem not doing anything. And I'm not happy when it's like that. But like I don't do anything to change it because I'm comfortable.
Yeah, because you get stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least you realize that you can change that. And I think that my favorite saying about yoga is just like, all you have to do is really just show up. Even if you just show up to class and sit on your mat the whole time or just lay there, you're still doing yoga.
Yeah, yoga is one of those things that like, it's really cool to see people get into because it's not just like a form of exercise. It's also a community and all these different things.
Yeah.
And I love it for people. I've been telling my mom she needs to try yoga and like actually go regularly for a long time.
Oh yeah. You just feel so much better and everything's working better. Your soul feels good. Yoga is amazing. And you said yoga community. That's one thing I missed with the pandemic. Like I had such an awesome yoga community here in East Nashville, at Hot Yoga of East Nashville since the pandemic. Like I haven't gone at all. So I kind of missed that because we'd always go and
I'd have like a bunch of friends. We'd go get juices after class and stuff and just kind of hang out.
Yeah, no, I bet. You've been able to do some like virtual yoga stuff, right?
I was just thinking about how grateful I am for Zoom, and I've caught so many awesome Zoom classes. So I've actually kind of rearranged my living room so I can just, the yoga mat is like the main focus of the room, you know, just so I can,
good.
I can fully stretch out. I'm 6'7". So,
ooh.
So yeah, I miss that community, but hopefully we'll be back at it again soon.
The first time I ever learned any yoga was I was doing P90X, the workout program,
yeah.
And I did P90X yoga, which is hard. Have you ever done, I don't know if this is yoga for you. Have you done paddleboard yoga ever?
No, that sounds amazing though.
I've always wanted to do a yoga class on a paddleboard really bad.
That sounds amazing.
It's super random, but I love paddleboarding.
It's probably a super good workout too.
Because you have the balance.
Because paddleboarding is pretty intense, isn't it? Like, if you're out there all day on a paddleboard, you're going to be a little sore afterwards.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, especially because, I mean, you're outside. So
yeah.
You have, like, those elements. And then you have the balance added into the yoga. So I think it sounds fun.
I've never actually paddleboarded before, so I'd probably be a mess at paddleboard yoga.
I didn't find paddleboarding to be very hard, personally.
Is this on land or is it in water?
It's on water. So it's just like a long board that you stand on or kneel on and like paddle around in.
That sounds cool. I saw some crazy mountain biking the other day when people were just going like so fast down these mountains. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's another thing. I don't have any.
You don't have that?
I do not have any desire to do that personally.
What is that desire? Is that like an extreme desire?
I mean, I love adrenaline and I like extreme adrenaline stuff, but for some reason, like mountain biking and stuff like that just does not call to me at all.
Yeah. I've just kind of fallen down so many times. It's just like the injuries or death, you know, cause like one little false move and you're cruising. These guys were going so fast.
I know.
It looked really fun though.
I did a bicycle down Pike's Peak trip one time.
How was
and
that?
It's literally just like you just coast down down the mountain. It was fun. I mean, I'm not a fan of pedal bicycles.
Oh yeah,
I just feel uncomfortable on them. It's probably just because I'm not on them enough, so when I am on them, like, it's unfamiliar. But that, and I also want a motor on it because I like motorcycles, and I've probably ridden motorcycles more than pedal bicycles.
To each their own, I guess. I like pedal bikes.
I guess I did ride a bicycle a lot in college to get around, but then I kind of blame that for why I don't like them, because it was like my only form of transportation in all sorts of weather, and like I kind of grew to resent it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's my problem. I don't know. That's interesting to think about.
It is.
But respect for people who do like get around on bicycles. I had a professor who did that in college.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all he did. And I always thought it was super impressive.
So it's a European thing. People don't really do it here.
Mm-hmm. Things are closer together there though.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd probably know better than me though, because I haven't been there.
No, for sure.
All right. Well, we can kind of wrap things up. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I thoroughly enjoyed my chat with Nolan this week, you guys. I learned stuff about him I had no idea about. And I hope you guys can relate to some of the stuff we talked about. You're inspired to join a community or try something new or, you know, travel to Mexico now. Thank you so much again for tuning in this week. I have made my way from Nashville through the Midwest and am now in Colorado. So I can't wait to catch you guys up next week. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, like my Facebook page, and hop onto my Patreon. As I get it geared up, it will be the best place to follow my day-to-day life and travels. All of my pictures and everything from travels and adventures are going to go on Patreon, as well as extra content and all that good stuff. So make sure you're there for that. Thank you again for being here. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week.